Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
The studio. And if you love technology and you love podcasts, the best podcast when it comes to technology is this gentleman from techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick, lovely to have you along this morning. And are you a creature of habit like I am?
Absolutely. Yes, I am, Todd. How are you going?
Not too bad at all. You know, and I'm talking about credit cards, and we're talking about the skimming that happens. And I remember when the whole idea of tap came in, and I was like, no, I'm a creature of habit. I don't like that. It worries me. I started to do it, and now if tap's not available, I get angry.
Yeah, well, the technology that's been introduced with Tap and Go and PayWave and all those other convenient methods of payment, they are convenient. They do make things faster. But unfortunately, that technology is being exploited, and some criminals are using that technology to skim details off people's credit cards. And the frightening thing about that is that you don't even know it's happening, and could happen from up to 20 metres away.
See, that was the question I was going to ask you. Give us some proximities, because I've just recently been overseas, and I was talking to some people, and they said, get one of these little sleeves and you put it in there. But it's not just when you're travelling, but 20 metres away. So basically, you could be sitting in a restaurant having lunch, and someone could be walking along the footpath.
Absolutely, yeah. You could be, a van could drive past you, a whole bunch of people at a bus stop, and everyone's credit cards could get skimmed. They could even have, they not only can replicate or get your details from your credit card, but they can also get details from your passport. There is a chip in your passport now. They can even copy room keys. The room keys that use that same tap and go technology. It's not uncommon for criminals to sit inside busy hotel lobbies and watch tour groups leaving the hotel and scanning every one of their room keys as they walk out, and then going up, copying them, and going up to their rooms and robbing them.
You know, I thought this whole card skimming thing was a bit of a beat up or a bit of alarmist, but at techguide.com.au, apparently it's going off, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, I wrote a story about Travel Guard, which is a product that you can just insert into your wallet that creates a little e-field around your credit card so that it can detect if someone's trying to skim your card and create that e-field to protect it. There is a video with my story of a terminal that I've, like a typical terminal you'd find in a store, like a tap-and-go terminal. And I did a demo where tapping it with my card on its own, it works. But with the Travel Guard and my credit card together, that transaction, that skim, that action couldn't go ahead because the Travel Guard had that protective e-field. So having it in your wallet protects all your purse, protects all those cards. You can also buy a passport holder that has that technology built in, a smaller wallet as well for up to 6 credit cards. So just having that kind of peace of mind, having a product like that in your wallet can protect you, and it usually strikes at the worst time. You might have just gone on a holiday. It's just the inconvenience of having to deal with all these issues if you lose your money, and potentially worse, even to have identity theft as a result of this as well.
Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? Because I suppose being a guy, you know, men get brought up with that tapping of your backside to make sure that your wallet's in your back pocket. At least if you get pickpocketed and you go, where's my wallet? You know something's gone wrong. But the insidious part of this skimming is that you just don't know. You think everything is great, but someone's walked past you, and it's not till the credit card bill comes in that you know that you've been done.
Exactly right. That's the alarming part about it, that you don't know. It's a silent crime and an anonymous crime. You don't know the person that just walked past you with a backpack or a shoulder bag has just stolen all your details. And it's not until you see your credit card and these unusual transactions that you're going to know that something's gone wrong. So it's the Travel Guards. I've written about it on Tech Guide. There's also links through to the website. So it's worth looking at, because rather than having to put up with the frustration and also financial loss that you could suffer as a result, I think it's a small price to pay to protect yourself.
Stephen, where are these villains getting this equipment to do this, or are they just making it themselves?
Well, they're creating it themselves. They're adapting the technology. They're reverse engineering various terminals, and it is surprisingly easy to do. That's the alarming thing about this. There's even an app on your phone, like on an Android phone, you can download a credit card reader, and then if you've got NFC, I could grab your credit card with an NFC Android phone, put it on the back of my phone, and I'll have your details in 5 seconds. I'll have your number, your expiry date, and all your transactions. And you think of the times we give our cards to people in restaurants and in bars. It's we would take 3 seconds for them to get your card, put it on the back of their phone, and they've got your details.
You know, the nerds always threatened us that one day the worm would turn. And they would get us, and it just seems that's the case.
Yeah, well, I think we need to stay a step ahead. I think the travel guard, after the story, as I said, yeah, it's going nuts on my side. A lot of people are concerned, and it is alarming. When I was shown this technology and the ease in which details can be stolen, it blew my mind. I'm thinking, wow, any one of us could become a victim.
Yeah, and it's easy to make it not happen. Steve, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Todd.
Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. That story is going ballistic on the website if you want to find out a little bit more. And check out that video because it's very, very scary.
2NURFM 103.7.